Hi, I'm Reverend Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. Out here in the countryside where I live, there's lots of activity as farmers gather in the fall harvest. Roadside stands are full of fat pumpkins, grapes have been picked, apples are ripening, truckloads of chopped corn pass by the hour. There are fields of beans waiting to be harvested. We are so privileged to live in an area of abundant harvests. Our harvests are just a hint of God's grace and love. We probably don't really think about the magnitude of God's love for us. On a clear night, around 3,000 stars can be seen from Earth. They are all in the Milky Way galaxy of which our solar system is a part. Scientists have estimated that there are around 125 billion galaxies in the universe, and each galaxy is calculated to have billions of stars. I have read that Earth's galaxy moves in a cluster of 6 galaxies, and those move together in a cluster of 30 galaxies. And beyond the clusters of galaxies are superclusters. Superclusters contain upwards of 50,000 galaxies. And galaxies and superclusters are believed to move in relation to one another. Scientists find that there is very little evidence of randomness or chance in the universe. To the contrary, they find order within order. The universe reveals intelligence and power, variety and vitality, and unfathomable love. God is love, Scripture says. He is the God of the Trinity, the three in one. The Father loves the Son loves the Father, and they send their beloved Holy Spirit to pour that love into our own hearts. The vastness of our universe and the laws that hold it together speak to us of a love that cannot be measured. I think that we humans think too small when we think about God's love. In one of his letters, Paul says that he gets on his knees and prays to God that we will be rooted and grounded in love so that we have the strength to comprehend what is the breadth and length and height and depth of God's love, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge and understanding. Paul is saying that God's love is multidimensional, all-encompassing. His love surrounds us. We cannot get away from it. It is everywhere. Psalm 103 says, "He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who revere him. As far as east is from west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." This is God's love at work. The full harvest moon was last night, but it will be bright again tonight, shining out God's glory. When you look at it tonight, looking into God's vast universe, I hope you will consider how great, how vast, how unknowable, how big God's love is for you. I'm Reverend Dennis of First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.